Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. Hi, I'm Patty Hafner, superintendent of Fortuna Union Elementary School District. Thank you, College of the Redwoods and Humboldt State University, for opening your doors to all 7th and 8th grade students in the I've Been Admitted to College program. If students do their part, they are guaranteed admission for vocational, technical, or professional studies. What a great opportunity. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
As another political season is upon us, and we consider the state of the nation and the economy, I'd like to draw attention to the need to call our government back to fiscal responsibility. You know, those basic money management skills that we all learned with our first checkbook. Our government seems bent on ignoring these basic principles, spending over $30,000 for each household in 2010. Did you miss that number? The government could have bought each household a new Mazda MX-5 convertible in racing red. Not a fan of the convertible? My wife isn't either. But don't worry, you can get something that suits you. This year, next year, and the year after that. Can this really be sustainable? Our national debt is over $15 trillion. That's over $181,000 per family, or over $48,000 for each and every citizen, from my 2-year-old son to my 82-year-old grandmother. Despite the enormity of these numbers, as a nation, we have gotten used to the government in every area of our lives. This political cycle, wouldn't it be great to get a candidate who is a leader, standing up for what's necessary rather than furthering our addiction to government? The austerity measures in the European nations that led to riots in the streets is nothing in comparison to the complete failure modern governments are headed for if they don't rein themselves in. Some might ask, why don't they just print more money? It's sad to say that many Americans have bought the lie that it is really greedy businessmen who are driving inflation rather than a government who doesn't have the courage to tell their constituents no. The Budget Super Committee couldn't even come up with a way to save $1.2 trillion over the next 10 years. Despite the expected deficit for this year alone of $1.65 trillion, our elected officials would rather fight about raising the debt limit and spend $1 trillion they don't have to prove to the voters back at home that the government really can fix all our problems. When the government prints more money, every dollar in America is worth less. This is inflation. How's your grocery bill? Mine too. It's ridiculous. Bailing out banks, saving businesses too big to fail, giving food stamps to 47 million Americans, it all has a cost. Whether the government taxes more or prints more money to cover the cost, every American suffers. Maybe not immediately, but it's coming. Government addicts, beware. This spending is unsustainable. You should not be surprised when your benefits stop. There is a silver lining to this dark cloud. When the government can't do what we have grown to expect, we will have to recover family, church, and community. But the transition will hurt. Think about the ways you and your extended family have gotten used to the government's help. It might surprise you. We must get our financial houses in order, in our homes and our government. There is hope for Humboldt. This is Robert Upton for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.